Okay. I'm going to give everyone a piece of advice. It's obviously a very complex sugya. I've tried very hard to make it as clear to everyone as possible. But I must confess, when you learn a sugya like this, you should learn it when you're fully awake with all your kochas, not when you're barely hanging in there trying to have enough koch to do something. So whatever may not have come out clearly, I'll try to rectify that to make sure that now I'm getting more koach back and I have greater clarity of thought that we have it there. The Gemara says like this, I want to review all the various shittas we've shown him that I've discussed a little bit, a lot. Everyone sit down, relax, take it easy. Rabbi Kahn, you're even further out in the bleachers. Come to the center of the room. I'm inviting you to the center of the room, okay? You're hereby invited to the center of the room. So you've never been to a baseball game, so you never experienced what it means sitting out in the bleachers. Okay. Everyone, please come towards the center of the room. So... okay, now, as I said, I want to review the various shittas Rishonim we have. And the Gemara begins Amar Rav Papa. Machokas b'shvuas, avokonamos divrei hakol b'kol shuv. Now, what does that mean? If you take a look in almost all Rishonim, in almost all Rishonim, they take it very literally. That, let's take the Rambam for instance, Rashi, that Konamas is kosher. Comes along the Ramban and says, no. The Gemara Chav Gimel Amid Beis says, Lomochas Inish. Of course, what does Rashi do with that? And why does Rashi not bother by that? Delete it from the record. Delete it. Okay, so we have two guesses. And when we get to the Sugya Chav Gimel Amud Beis, we'll see how that works. But the Ramban had that guess after him, the Rashba had that guess, and the Rabbeinu Chananel had that guess. Now, what does that gersa mean? A normal person, when he asks something on himself, isn't talking about a crumb. Talking about something real. What's real? Gazayas is real. No. Okay. So then the Ramban was confronted what to do with the sugya. So if you take a look at Rashi, take a look at the Rambam. What's that? They take it very literally. They don't have much of any hesitations. It's quite literal. Comes in Ramban and says like this. And Ramban works within his whole sheet. What is the Chefs of the Yisurah here? Says the Chafetz di Surah is defined by what I say. What do I say? This kikah. I have this gigantic loaf of bread, you know, a chosin's loaf of bread, a gigantic loaf of bread. Says, fine. That defines the Chafetz di Surah. On the other hand, what did I want to ask? So I shouldn't eat this Chafetz di Surah. That is very, very reasonable. My Lashon defines what the Chefs of the Yisur is. When I'm talking what I will do or I won't do, that I'm not talking about. I don't care about eating
compulsion. The my nafkamina.
My nafkamina, very simple nafkamina. That in a neder we have a chefetz d'yisur. If I say konim achilas kikilzeh, remember the Ramban, go back to all of his issues with the Rambam and Chatz Yishia. So my chefetz d'yisur is the entire kezayis. So parches b'kezayis is not even a chefetz d'yisur, and therefore not even is the Chatz Yishia one. And therefore, if I have konim achilas kikilzeh, I have two separate chefetz d'yisur, I can't combine them. Two separate kik. There's a kezayis of this, a chefetz d'yisur, chayis of this. I say, konim kikazu alai. Chefetz d'yisur is that entire gigantic loaf of bread. So let's see what the Ramban says. Very, very, within the Ramban's train of thought that we've had until now, if it's perfectly. B'yishim b'shlo hiske konom b'shem achila. Asholom konim kikazu alai v'kikazu. Shizeh loshen konom b'shem olchim etzarf. They came from Mokhe Shmo De'achil, Avri Shein Orem Osa Atzmo B'kol Shu. Shem lo Mokhe, it's what I said, Achav Gimel Beit. So I pochtu b'kazai, Shem lo kazai, it's Mishneh Metzarfim. Even in which case, he says, Konim ki kazai, alai, the ki kazai. I mentioned two kikris. I'll call him this kikir and this kikir and this kikir. It's all one big netter. But if I say shalo al chalkik is a shalo al chalkik, I'll be shvuas. First of all, in shvuas, you have to mention yourself and what you're not going to do. It's not just enough a chefza. Chefza di yisur, that applies to neder where I have a concept of a chefza di yisur, not a pu'ula ha'asura. Pu'ula ha'asura tzachila, it's not to talk about. It's only in neder where I have a chefza di yisura, that it's all one big chefza di yisura. He says. I mean, sure, okay. El I amrit konomas namik yishem achila. So what have I said? Oh, what's the chefza yisura? An entire kazayas or an entire kikar? Ah, well, kishayiz kishem achilom yitzarf yosim in ashvut, shari abakonomus nom nishba, ele bachdei achilom in akikim. Kol pochot megazayiz l'cholo av shem shvut klal. Okay, so Ramban is very, very clear and very straightforward. Okay, we see where he's coming from. Now, and that is what pushes him in is what he does with the Suyon Chav Gimel Amad Beis. Okay. Which become will further apparent to us when we get there. The other Rishonim have a very, very straightforward shot here. It's a kol shu. It's a kol shu, so I, you know, you don't need serif. Is how could I have a kol shu who lomeliat sarif? No. The Om achilim azual icon, am achilim azual icon. If I take two separate nedarim are not going to be a tzarif. Each neder is something separate. There's no general is. The Gemara here certainly was of that opinion. Comes along the Rambam and says, yeah, that's until we hit Rav Pinchas. Rav Pinchas changed the Ukimta. Change the ukimta, and therefore everything's gone. So all nedarim are one big issa neder. No. So according to the Rambam, whatever happened got changed by Rav Pinchas. Take a look, notes the Kalim of the Rambam. Let's take a look carefully in Rashi.
So says
Rashi. Am I Hare Al Shteim? His Kishem Achilach, it's one Achila. Okay. Aim it star, Shtei Shvuah, Shtei Kikri, Shinish Balaim, Aim it star, for the Kama Forish Time. Hags in the fish, his Kishem Achilach, Al Zev, Shem Achilach, Al Zev. I won't eat this and I won't eat this. Mitosha Chalukos Lachatos. Says Rashi. That separates them into two separate shvuos. And Rashi says, now, says Rashi, so what does Rashi say? Rav Pinchas changes the Yukimta. Now, the moment Rashi says that, Rav Pinchas changed the Ukimta, which is the Rashi was going to get very upset about. How do we change the Ukimta without telling us that we're changing the Ukimta? Okay, but Rashi does say we've changed the Ukimta. Now, question, how far do we go in changing the Ukimta? Wait a second. So Rashi opens up a possibility. Maybe I could change the Ukimta completely. But Rashi doesn't tell us that. So let's just keep reading Rashi. But Rashi does say here a very important point. The Ukimta is being changed. Why? Rashi doesn't have to go as far to say two separate shuls, because Rashi is going to invoke what? Rashi is going to invoke the exerciscos of Achas Mehena that splits into two shuls. So he's just telling you enough of the change of the Yukimta that he needs for Rav Pinchas. Now, he said, we have the Torah's Kohanim. Okay. Wait a second. He says, Konamis, everything is one big chad me'ilahu. Now, this Rashi, we don't know how far. So if I say, Konam achila kikazu, means Konam achila mikikazu. Wait a second. Rashi, had I had only that, Rashi would not have the necessity to bring in everything he did about Mila. Tosa says Rashi should have stopped right there. In Shvua, you have Rashi, he says, I'm limiting Rashi to one thing and one thing only, that his change of the Ukimta as much as he changed the Ukimta. In that change of Ukimta, I have exerciscosa by Shvua that separates into two Shvuas. I don't have exerciscosa by Neder that separates into two Neder, Nedarim. And therefore, it remains two Shvuas and one Neder. End story. If I would have two Nedarim, okay. So then, Enochanami, it wouldn't be Mitzdarev. Two Nedarim are two separate Yisur. That's how Tosfos finishes. Says, I don't like what Rashi does. But Rashi does what he does. Rashi brings me in to what? To Me'ila. Wait, one second. The Gemara hasn't told us anything that we're working within Me'ila B'Konamos or not. Rashi volunteers that information. The man, Emet Aval Konamos and Chalukas Lashamos. Chalamo, right, so maybe the split in the Korban will be a split in the Nadarim. No, there's no chilek Hashemos. Laman do ma yesh mila b'konomis. Dim nene v'chaz ha nene mela melchot. Chodun ha machayev, the kol chodun mila. Dan tiris mila is ma meruba. In Mishnei Alomos, safil mi chodun minay u nami. Then Rashi throws in voluntarily, v'chein linyan malchus. Im asro achas, chodun ha loki. In Mishnei asro, safil mi chodun minay u. Sho over v'chaz ha over. No, zi shosho yayin. What about if I have two shvuas and I have a chatz and I have a chatzi zayis mizeh, chatzi zayis mizeh is a mitzdarev. So let's see, what does he say? Yeh malkas. Im b'hasra achas chodu dulaki. In which case? He's going back in Mila. So what has he told me about Mila? That if I have a lot of Shava Prutas, let's say, it's all going to be one big carbon. But, and you're going to have two chatzi prutas mitzdarev, and 100 prutas is all going to be one big carbon. But in the case of shogeg, that's in the case of shogeg. In the case of mesid, no. If you have 20 hasros for 20 shava prutas, you're going to be chayv 20 times. One hasra for 20 shava prutas, you're chayv once. So Rashi hasn't told you, A, how far he has changed the ukimta, including within himself, too, but he said a very clear thing. In shogeg, I don't care what it is, it's all one big shogeg, because it's all one big me'ilah. Now here we've shown him jumping shot on Rashi. Why did they jump on Rashi? Wait a second. In Me'ilah, Tzirvah's Me'ilah's Mamarubah is a reason to separate it, not to make it all one big. So there are two answers to Rashi. And you'll see in the Rashi, Rashi says, listen, what is Rashi telling us? All Me'ilah is one big Achila. It's no separate Achila, it's an all one big Me'ilah. It's one big Me'ilah. As the Rambam points out, you maktish it once, you maktish it twice, you maktish it three times, you maktish it 20 times. It's all one big meal. Right, what does Rashi do with the Gemara increases? He has one of two options. I agree, gufa mechalkim tamchuyim mechalkim, but who in the world says I'm talking about that here? I have two kikras. I have 10 kikras. I have 20 kikras. I have loads and loads of bread here. Who said we're talking about that case? I'm not talking about that case, Bechlal. Mizu. That's not enough to say Gufa Mechlokim. There's a din in Shvuah. It doesn't apply outside of Shvuah. I agree with it. Possibility number one. Possibility number two. Berakha Bayis is all one big thing. There's no gufa mechalkim in Berakh Habayis. If every carbon is a separate carbon, I can have gufa mechalkim. Question is, what about tamchuy mechalkim? Wait a second. What's the difference between tamchuy mechalkim and gufa mechalkim? It goes like this. Let's try to understand it, as I explained it the other day. In a carbon, what is the mechayev? So if I have different, let's take the case. We have Baal Chamesh Achyos. You have a group of adopted children. They have no idea who their parents are. Turns out he's one brother and five sisters. So in Legabe, other things, Shochech Iki Shabbos. I don't know there's such a thing as Shabbos in this world. So what's my haloma? I don't know about Shabbos. It's one haloma. So all of my chilul Shabbos is one big haloma. But if I know there's a Shabbos, well, I don't know, it's this, then we split down the halomas. Here, if I talk about human beings, each sister is a separate haloma. Each sister is a separate haloma. So Gemara says, okay. Gufa mechlokim. Take each halom and make into a separate law. What does tamchuyim mechalkim make? Tamchuyim is different. Comes chometz. I forgot today is Pesach. I forgot. If I would say, according to Rabbi Yoshua, that tamchuyim mechalkim applies outside of Me'ilah, to this possibility that Rabbi Yeshua raises, and it is true within Me'ilah, if I eat a piece of cake and I eat a plate of spaghetti, it's different ma'isachilas. This ma'isachila, that ma'isachila. Different ma'isachila. I look at the ma'isachilas to separate. Different ma'isachila. In Me'ilu, we do say tamchoy machalk. Outside of Me'ilu, we don't. So, now let's get back to what Rashi says. Rashi could say, listen, Rashi has two options. And both are very valid options. We don't know what Rashi says. He doesn't tell us. Rashi has told him, Yesh mila b'kon omos. Why Yesh mila b'kon omos? This is all Berak Habayis. Oh, Berak Habayis is all one bilus a hektish. It's not like Korbonos, where separate things we divide up. Berak Habayis is all one big basket. Could be. Or it could be. Rashi said, I'm not getting into that here. I'm just talking about kikris here. I get loads of loaves of bread. That I say mizu, mizu, that doesn't make good for machalot. In shuah, it's just that's like shepherd shuah. It has nothing to do with meal. So Rashi has two options. I haven't called anything about it. Yes. What?
The second option,
speak louder.
Zoo, mizu.
Not machalot gufin. What? It's a separate, how does Rashi interpret? It separates the Maisa Shvuah to different Maisa Shvuahs. But that's not relevant to Me'ilah B'Konamas. Me'ilah B'Konamas, it's all one big hektish. And so it was totally irrelevant.
What if he said,
Legabe Karbon, it's all one big carbon. What about Legabe Malkus? It depends how far Rashi went with the change of the Ukimta. The moment Rashi changes the Ukimta, he opens up possibilities that we may be talking about a total change of the Ukimta, a total reversal or a partial reversal. We don't know. So let's see how the Hemshech goes in Rashi. Comes Ravina. What does Ravina add? Ravina Amar, Kikomer of Poblin Yen Malkus, Tanya Ilin Yen Korban. Let's see what he says. So the Gemara says like this: Mitol shachulukah chatos zayim etzarf. Tzachi Ramei Amar Konamis Keshuos. Bishlam Keshuos Hol vachulukah chatos Konamis Hamaylo. Epoch Ramei Amar Shuak Konamis. That means Shuos Amitzarif. Mitzarif. Abagav the chulukas. He doesn't believe in Rapinchas. Doesn't believe what? That we separate that this Gzeres Hakosuf of Achas Mehenu separates the Shvuos into separate Shvuos. Bloi Pachnami lo mitritza. Do you have a mitaritz or mea do'amar b'konomo? Say mitstarfin. He said, konomos and our mitstarf. Let's lay the rapinchas. Have a kashle ben Shvuos ben konomos and my mitstarfin. Rao shteim lo hiskir al achilachas. It's one achila. Hash do'amar mitstarfis. It's all, he says, if I hakash ben Shvuos, because if I don't believe in Rapinchas, and I don't go with Rapinchas, it's one achila on everything. So why should there be mitzaref? If I don't go with Rapinchas, but what has Rapinchas said? Rapinchas is the one who changed the Ukimta. I don't go with Rapinchas, so I haven't changed the Ukimta. Kamer of Papa comes along, Ravina. Kamer of Papa, Bekonamos, Kolshu, Lamalkus, Kamer. I'm not talking Bechlau about Mila Bekonamos. I'm not talking about carbon. Itanya hidim etzarfin in carbon meila. And if I talk about meila, and if I say that meila, the in konomas there is a tziruf, that's about gabe meila. But tziruf diktoni lava lekazayas l'shava prutim. So very simple. By the time Rashi finishes, What is the possibility Rashi has opened up? Rashi's told us a number of different things. Rashi, it's all one big ma'isachil. Are we going to split it into different ma'isachilis because of tamchuyim gufim? Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe it applies to Berak Habayis, maybe it doesn't apply to Berak Habayis. Open question, we don't know. Rashi hasn't told us. Now, next. When we talk about, the change in the Ukimta, how far we change the Ukimta, Rashi again. The moment Rashi changes the Ukimta, he opens up the possibility he may agree with the Rambam, may not agree with the Rambam. Could be yes, could be no. We don't know. He opens up such a possibility. He doesn't tell us how far we've changed the Ukimta. Doesn't tell us how far we changed the Ukimta. Okay. Tosis is very clear. Tosfos, no changing, no. He said, very simple. He says, the moment I identify two separate things, in Shuas I have Gzeiras HaKosev, in the Dorim I don't have Gzeiras HaKosev, in the Dorim it's one Shvu, I take one Nadir, I use one Nadir, in Shvu it's two Shvuas, and so on. End story. Okay. That's Rashi and Tosfos, very, very clear. Comes along the Rimigash. Rimigash says like this. We have to be very, very careful with the Rimigash. What are we talking about? We are talking the Rimigash. Let's just go over the Rimigash inside. The Rimigash is a very delicate Rishi here. Each neder is a separate issue. It's one big issue. If so, it's one big shvua. Amar Rav Pinchas. I remember I put Hilko Chai Perush Shelo Doek. V'achim Perush came to Kimna Lahai Dektoni Shtei Shvuos Emet Starfim. He going to Am Achilim Shteim. Yochim Amay Emet Starfim. I call a Shnei B'Shua Achas. V'Naasu Te'enim V'Anovim Elu Shnish Baleim. He has. I will not eat Te'enim and Anovim. I don't say I will not eat these. I will not eat Tainim Anovim. I mentioned two separate things. Shenish Balaim Yisrechot. Ha'avele kamol chelev v'chelev mitztarfim. Park Rav Pinchas. Shane Shuas mitok shachlukos l'chatos perish. Filo sheshneim b'shua achas kol olon. V'nasu shteim achot. Mikom okom. Kevan d'gufo m'chlokim. Ha'en cholkim olson l'chatos. What is he telling me? He says, listen. Is there a concept of chlukim? Of Gufa Machlokim, there's such a concept. Where do we see that? The Mishnah talks, the Mitzvah of Meralev, in Chamesh. What is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoshua? Even Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yoshua is a very simple difference. According to Rabbi Kiva, Gufa Machlokim is reserved for two instances. Number one, it's reserved for different people, human beings. Every human being is a unique human being. Number one, me'ila, because there's a separate chumrah of me'ila. For all the reasons, it's much more chumrah. Otherwise, in Achilles in general, it's all one big food. All food is one. All animals are one. It's all one big thing. Except if I exerce a cause of Achas Meheno. Achas Meheno says, in case of Shvua, we do have Gufa Mochlakim. So, that's what it says. And whatever Reb Yoshua was trying to tell us about Nosar, comes the Gzeres HaKosev and tells you that's what is true in the case of Shvuos. So, what about Nedarim? Who's talking about Korban? Take a look what he says at the end. Rav Pinchas says, Avo. Shtei konomos, she'ein shem chiyav chatas klal, elamalkus, and not even Hashem. We haven't introduced here the whole issue of yesh mila b'kon. At this point of the Gemara, we don't know, yes, yesh mila b'kon omos, or ein mila b'kon omos. We're not talking about korban b'chlal. And when we talk about korban, it has nothing to do with malkus. Nothing to do with malkus. Says,
Aval. Konoma shen shom chiyav chatas klal. Ela malkus bovad. Hu shem es chayav meisid. Ein shom derech lo machlukum heim. Velo mitstarf. Shalinyin meisid. Afilu mishu ochol kazayis. Tenim v'chozva al meosot tenim. Keep. He says exactly what Rashi says. Now, what is his ukimta? If I say shu'a shalo ochal tenim v'anovim, so I made a goof of machok. Konomos tenim v'anovim asurim alai. It's one nether. Or, but did he change the ukimta in Rav Pinchas? We didn't change the ukimta. Let's take a look. Is there a change of ukimta or not? Gondo amachin lemishteyim. Iochi amayim etzav. Ohari kolon shtem b'shuach. Has not satan of anov meilu shinish b'alem yisrael. V'kamo chedav. Park Rav Pinchas. Shani shvut. Yorv chulgul ha perish. Afilu shishneim b'shuach has kolon. V'natsu shneim echot. V'kom okam. Kevin dem chulgum ochlugum otzun l'chatoz. Shemochal kazayis ten. V'chodz v'achal kazayis nov b'achal. V'chodz 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 v'chodz. So wait a second. Wait one second. Where's the man coming from? And Daf Chofei, we know shur shalocha pas. I won't eat bread. So I didn't in my shvuah make them separate. Wheat bread, rye bread, spelt bread. No, I in my shvuah to utilize the gzaras harkosef of achas meina. I have to separate them. How separate? Pas chitin chitin usorim is one. Paschitim, Pasorim, Paskusman. That means I separate. I could have said it together, but I said it in a way I said it separate. So then I've separated. Why exerts our cause of Achas Meheno? Right? I may goof on Machokim. Yeah. Now, when I get to, however, what about Malkus? Gufa Mochwakim is relevant where? Korban. Here he's different than Rashi. Gufa Mochwakim is a concept in Korban. Shvur shalo ochal pas chitim pas orim pas kusman. Wait a second. Is that three? Rashi said three shvus. Let's see how his Talmud, the easiest thing always, how does the Rambam quote that halacha? Pas chitim pas kusman. Where is that? That's on Daf Chof Hei. Let's see. Where is that? Daf Chof Hof. Where is the Mishnah? What? Chav hey omed beis. What? Chav beis omed beis. Shal ochal, v'ochal v'shos en chay v'lachas. Shua shal ochal, v'ochal shal reshem. Shal ochal, v'ochal, patschit en patsorim en chay v'lachas. Shua shal ochal, patschit en patsorim. Ches, perek dalet, halocha zayin. Lachain, oh my shush la och, pats chitim, pats sorum, pats kusum, och, chayva kolachas vachas. Pats elochalik, chayva kolachas vachas. Chayav what? Chayav carbon or chayav malchus? Does he say? Doesn't tell us. He keeps going. So what is he telling us? Gufa Mochwakim does what? Hov hein chalukim l'chatos. And is he talking legabe malchus or legabe chatos? He hasn't told us. We don't know. We'll have to see. Because l'chora, the given the hesped the Rimigash has given us, that it's because of gufu mochwakim. Wait 1 second. In Me'ila, gufu mochwakim is a din in Ashamos Me'ila. What about Mezid of Me'ila? What is it? I want you to check that for tomorrow when we finish off the sugya. Next. But what he says is very clear. Then the Rimigash says further in the sugya, oh, what about Asher Me'ilos? Ravino Ama. So what is Ravina? Ravina introduces a brand new concept, according to him. That what? That we're not talking about, we have no, it's not konim kikachilu zualai, konim kikachilu zualai. Ravina introduces a brand new concept. What's Ravina say? We're talking about Korban Me'ila. Oh. Korban Me'ila, Shoaba Ba'ocha, but Shogim is Chayv Korban Me'ila. Shoaba Konim Dova Zela, Nasol of Dova Yisra Korban. Ova La'ocha, but Shim is Chayv Korban Me'ila, Kamash is Chayv Mocha Korban Atzma. Shim is Shochal Klumi Kochim is Chayv Korban Me'ila, El Achiona Shoaba Pruta. We're not talking B'chlal about Malkus. So what has Ravina done? Ravina's just changed the whole map. He's changed the entire map entirely. Rav Pinchas has been working that Shavuos, talking about carbon. And Nekonames, talking about Malkus. So, and comes along, and that is okay. Blessed Ravino Amar, Kikomer Rav Papa. Baba's talking linyan malchus. Titana he linyan carbon. Divina shava pruta. That means until Ravina came in, no one's even thinking about an Asher Me'ilos. It's not even on the agenda. It's not on the agenda at all. So yesh me'ilos konamos, ein me'ilos konamos. How we work it, etc. And that's what he says. That wasn't a. Comes Ravina and he changes the entire agenda. No one's been talking about Me'ila. What Rashi's talking about, Tosa's talking, no one's talking about that. None. Okay. What's a halacha in Me'ila? Take a look at Masechta Me'ila. So, that's how the Rimigash goes through. But Ravina just upends everything. And it could be when the Rambam says there's a turnaround, it's not because Rav Pinchas is the turnaround, and Ravina is the turnaround. Could be. Now let's see how he ends up. Shapinyon ain't ele b'dovashu gufo hektish. Rav Mechomrom is zeh ki yotzu al atzma al acherim kikonomus dami. Hini very sharp Rabban Hashem ila. Eipuch Rameh, he says, Rabban Hashem ikad Rav Pinchas. Im ochal kazayis mizu, vi ochal kazayis mize behelam echod mischayev hu shtei chatos. Hovul gufu mechokim heim lo mitstarf, linyan korban me'ila, shein chaluk, sharei im ochal mize shav apruto behelam echod mila achasi, shem mischayev lo shtei me'ila su mitstarf. Wait 1 second. Why? I in me'ila have gufu mechokim. Wait 1 second. Why is it gufa mechlokin? Because I have exeris hakos of achas mehena. Without exeris hakos of achas mehena, it's not gufa mechlokin bechlau. I Asher Me'ilos. We don't know. Again, we're back where we started. Is gufa mechlokin tamchuyim mechlokin
a din only in Kedushas Mizbeach, or it's a din also in Berak HaBayis? Gemara is talking about Kedushas Mizbeach. Could be Berak HaBayis doesn't apply. Maybe yes, maybe no. We don't know. We don't know. Okay, now the Ramban. This is how the Rimigash looks. The Ramban. The Ramban is, it works. First of all, he attacks the Rimigash. Attacks the Rimigash in a very simple, straightforward way. Gufo Mechokim is a din in Me'ilah. Don't take it out of Me'ilah, and doesn't apply to Shavuos. Your whole way of using these Gersikots of Achas Mehena to create Gufo Mechokim outside of Shavuos, no, it applies only in Me'ilah, with a Chumra of Me'ilah Tzirvas Me'ilah Zmamarubah. Number one. So there he pushes, and he says, and logically it doesn't make sense because I believe the whole thing is Sheker. You can't introduce Gufo Mechokim to Shavuos B'chol. That's number one, he says. Kolshke, Lien Shavuos, HaKomodim Shavuos Mechalkos. Lo goof. Kolchkin tam khoyim beshuach ze machalk. Dis ba mayats mo. If it's one shvu or two shvu is in zeh. Okay, he says. The whole thing is irrelevant. Because you, Rimigash, can talk about what you do because you talk about Chalos Yisurim. I don't talk about Chalos Yisurim. I disagree with you in all the things. I disagree with you on the Rambam about Tam. I disagree with you on the Rambam about Hatfos. A whole group of things we disagree. It's Sheker, 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 and that's all we talk about, Sheker. Disagree with Pochus Mekashir and Shvu. I disagree with everything. Only one is her Sheker. So, no din of chalos yisurim. Number one, komod neshuas machalkos lo gufo. First of all, kol shkein tamchoyim b'shuach zeh machalk is abo meyatzma. Kein neskaven mitchil uksiv achas chayvok al achas v'achas. Separate shuas like Rashi. Masin devriyak kolhu. Vachinami mukmin lekarebe kivo kamando abe kibul mine. Forget this whole thing of Jesus. Ushuas vadem is chalkos, tchsevachas. Okay. Ushmain the mifresh shishape vahi perusha drav pinchas lombuki lo abom achilim eshteim olai, ele beshtei shuas kidivere Rashi. Vahi perusha drav pinchas lombuki lo abom achilim eshteim olai, ele beshtei shuas, eshtei shuas, shua mizu mizu, o shua shloch mizu, shua shloch mizu. Vahi kom lo olam dit kishmo de achilim betravayu. Kol kashloch mashna shvuos and mashna konamos. Shvuos mneishem is chalukos lechatos. Shem hoyu shvu achas. In a chayv al achas. Mneishem shtayim chulun lechatos. Hochein mitzarfos the malkus of all the korban. Avo konamos, shnei konamos. Now we have to be very careful what he says. Ein a chalukos, the bein lin hektish gomo. Bein lekonam, lo shno hektish vachoz vahiktish, lo shno hektish bevatsachas. No. There's no chilek ashamos. It's all one big hektish. All one big hektish. And two nadarim, three nadarim, five nadarim, whatever. Wait a second. If this is so, he just said, Yishamochim esav avokonamos. Are we talking about korban? We're talking about malchus. Hilchos kamrin the shnei konamos the came the shnei hektes afilu b'shnei gufin nami ein chalukim lechatos linya notes of a tomer mitzarfen hein lamalchus. Wait a second, he says. Even if I say gufim ochakim and meila, but wait a second. Pigul notes of a tomer legabe malchus is what. If I have five korban, everyone says one malchus, and then mitzaref. V'abish achluk mishnei gufin linya meila, hare mila atzma mitzarefin hein. He'll go kol shkein dila malchus mitzarefin. He says everything mitzaref from malchus. Now he says hare mila atzma mitzarefin hein. V'ev shaluk mishmaitin
Now he says something very weird and very strange. Let's try to understand it. Afilu divrei hakol. Ocha shvus konamos kamrinim. Beguf and lo amrinim. We're talking about shvus, we're talking about konamos. Ikareb Yeshua. Wait a second. What is the point he has made? He's made the whole machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva is in Me'ilah. It does not apply whatsoever to anything else. Rabbi Yeshua mashtachlo b'gufecha v'tamcho yechad. According to Rabbi Yeshua, we say the tziruf is in gufecha v'tamcho yechad. Rabbi Akiva afilu b'shnei gufim. Wait one second. What do these words mean? Is he talking in Shvuah? No, he's talking in Konam. Talking in Konam, we have Me'ilah. In Me'ilah, there's no machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yeshua. So what in the world is the man talking about? Elamai. So what's he talking about? These three lines require a hesber. I expect it tomorrow from the people. I'm giving you the whole summary. Everything should be, I'm trying to make everything as absolutely clear as possible. Then he comes and says, Kikazolai Hektish, Pershah shall never be in Bisur, Yudaka Bisushal Chidi. Our Kikazet Kone of Loma Olai came to Osar Kuliama Heshesh Lopin, Lamandome Yesh Mila Bekonamas. Fine. We say, Okay. Take a pen and scratch out the words in the Gemara and in Rashi, Olai. So what is he telling us? What is the machlokas between Meir and Nachum, Yesh Mil Konamos, Onim and Konim Klali? Not in Konim Prati. Doesn't apply to Konim Prati. There's no Me'ilah. Why? Because the Mandoma says Yesh Mil Konamos, says it comes absolutely better Kabayas. And the Mandoma says Ein Mil Konamos, says no, it's an Issa Kodesh, it's not absolute better Kabayas. So by the time he's finished, Yeshmila Konam, Asami Konam Klali is what? Does it belong to Beta Kabayas, so it's normal, classic Me'ilah without anything? Or it's an Issa Kodesh, has nothing to do with Me'ilah whatsoever. Me'ilah Beta Kabayas is Geneva Me'ilah Beta Kabayas, end story. And Konam Prati, no one dreamed at all, because it doesn't belong to Beta Kabayas. You can't steal anything that doesn't belong to Beta Kabayas. Now, so the only thing we have left to finish off in the Ramban is these last three lines in the previous. Think about it tomorrow when we finish the whole sugya. Okay. Now we move into the Rashba. Rashba is coming from a different angle. Rashba says, listen, I don't know what everyone's complaining about Rashi. I don't know what everyone's complaining about. Rashi's making a very simple, straightforward point. Yes. What? Which price? Mila B'Konamos, like Rabbi Natan. What? Which? Yeah. Kik is a hektish. Kik is a hektish v'achola ben uben chavar amal. V'yeshul kik, and can ze scratch the word olai, hektish, humol chavar alom, olai hektish, hu chavar alom, v'figrein l'opinion, divrei rameya. Chom momrim, ben hu ben chavar alom, v'fishem mila b'konamas. In which case, he says no mila, in the case, or in the ratio. And only in the Reish, not in the Sefer. Kik is a hektish achol ben uben chaver amal. Divrei Ramei v'chom omrim in the Reish ben uben chaver alomal. Then in the Sefer, olai, it doesn't apply. Plain and simple.
What? You didn't follow that. Okay. You know, so look, let's look inside. What? Okay. Kiki ze hektish. Rachola. Benu ben chaver moal. Why? It belongs to better kabayis. Figagesh lo pigim. Kiki ze olai hektish. He has a problem with that, so he says scratch moal, if you want to put it that way. Chaver lo moal. Figagesh lo pigim. Divrei Rameya. Machachomim omrim. Well, chachomim. Benu ben chaver lo moal. Pishem mila bakonamos. In the ratio. So your question is, what is the difference between the Reish and the Sefer?
You have to
leave
the Megillah and the Sefer also?
What? Let's read what the Ramban says. What? Okay, what is now? Okay, well, along comes Kikon Ravino, Kikon Rapomlin Yamati, Tana Ilian Carbon, Domina Shavaputa. What does Ravina say? That in when we say Shtei Shuas, when we say my timer, he says that's talking about a konim klali legabe carbon. Then very simple, konim klali legabe carbon. What? So when the Gemara says, "Say Oma Achilum Mizu Alai Konim, scratch Alai, Chilum Mizu Konim, Chilum Mizu Konim, scratch Alai." What? The question is in the Hatanya, the last line of the Gemara, right? So let me Kikazel Alai Hektish Rachalo. The fikach yesh lo pidyon divrei Rameya chacham omrim ben kach hu ben kach lo moal. So he says there's a different gear, what you may have here and daf chav beis omer aleph is a different girsa in the Dorim. The two brises have. Where are you, Avishai? Oh, there you are. Okay, in the bleachers. Okay, so. Okay. So he says we have a different gears. He says the Rameya has some con kigas actors don't know. Chaim perish Rashi shom sheish mila the kodesh better kabayis who he where does he say that in Yavamis con kabayis v'za olai labdavka ba olai. Okay, now what does he tell us? He tells us that there are two. This Bryce here has two gears. Okay? Now, which girsa is he preferring? He says, I don't know which girsa he's preferring. But he says, scratch olai. Now, scratch olai from our Gemara. Good. Now, what about the Gemara in Yavamis? What about the Gemara in Yavamis? And now, as we'll get into, as you'll take a look in the Rashba, he brings Tosus in Yavamis, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that the whole machlokas is only in Konim Kloli, not in Konim Prati. Now the question is, you have a very good question. That makes sense, the Braisa there. And the Ramban himself says that the Braisa there, the Braisa in the Darim, there's a difference between the Gerson and the two Braises. Okay? Says, in order to justify the Braisa and the Dorim, in order to straighten it out with a Braisa here in
the first braisa here, we have to scratch olai from it, otherwise it won't straighten up with that. What to do with the braisa here, and what's the maskana of the sugya? That he does, that he says that he leaves a difference between the two girsas. Okay? Now, what does the Rajba do? Let's take a look what the Rajba does with exactly this point. And let's see, before we get to the total Rajba, let's take a look exactly what the Rajba does with this point. Ikamandagoras. He has two girsas in our sugya. So what is the difference between the two gears? He has two gears. According to the first gearsa, Abel Hocha, what is it? Hazim Bekonim Kloli, Kloma, Shaso Konim Lekuliyama, Afil Hocha, Rabbanan, the Rameya, Embo Mila, the Embo Pidgin. So the Rabbanan are of the opinion what? That Ben Konim Kloli, Ben Konim Prati, there's no Mila. And the Mandamo says, Yesh Mila Bekonamas. Where does he say it? He says, Ava Kikas Ola Hektish Achol Humo Hektish Goma Volonochas Hektish Dom Limo Bo Chavero. Vafil Rameya ain't low pigeon. Afo Gav the Amrim Yavomas. So it turns out, he says that the Mandamo says, Ain't Mila Kamamos, there's no difference, Konam Kloli, Konam Prati. Manama says, Yesh Mila Bakonamos, it's, you're right, it's Ben Konam Kloli, you Ben Konam Prati. Yeah. Ben Konam Kloli, you Ben Konam Prati. You're right, I overstated the case. You're right. You're 100% right. The difference is in pidgin. Difference, you're right, my mistake. Yashikoach, I overstated the case. Good. Okay, now. You're right, Yashikach, Rabbi Avishai. Okay. Now, the rest of the Rajba, we'll see in Me'etz Hashem tomorrow. And we'll finish off the sugya. I hope everything should end up exceedingly clear. And then we move on to the next. Wait one second. When we move on to the next sugya of Ofer, we have to be very, very careful. There are two absolutely separate girsos in the sugya. There's the girsa we have in front of us. And the sugya also is Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. And to see the extent of the difference between the girsas, between the girsa we have in front of us and the girsa that Rimi Gash and the Rambam has, the Rimi Gash talks a little bit here. He talks very extensively on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. So you have to see both. We're getting now to what I said we're going to get back to, Achilas Ofer. Now, to keep in mind that there's a pasuk by Nozer, for those of you who don't do Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targ, there's, which by Nozer says, Me Chartzanim Ad Zog. What are Chartzanim and Zog? Chartzanim and Zog are either the peel or the pits. Now, if you take a whole bunch of pits of grapes and try to eat them, it's not normally something that a person eats. The Torah says there's a special iser for a nozer to eat the pits of the grapes even though it's not royal achila. That is going to open up exactly how to define isurei achila and things in the one place that l'chol apachas. The Torah very clearly defines isurei achila and something not royal achila is the chatzanim of an ozer. Chatzanim of an ozer. Now, how does that impact offer? What are we dealing with? Now, that's one thing to keep in mind. It's another thing to keep in mind. There's a general klal. The Gemara says X. Gemara has a second abayim. Solomar, then we go further. The Rambam has a general klal in Psak. You always pass like an Imtim Solomar. You either bumped into it or you didn't. If you didn't bump into it, I'm telling it to you. Now the question is what to do in our sugya, how to interpret our sugya, bain according to all the different rishonim with all the different gersos. Okay, that is Mi'at Hashem. We'll finish off the sugya of Me'ila tomorrow with the Rashba, and then we shall move on.